This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Here today to help us understand the current state of soybean processing is Alex Bush, who manages Oilseeds Crush for CHS. Alex, we're seeing record U.S. soybean crush levels. What role does foreign supply and demand have in this?
Well, Mike, we're seeing additional demand specifically in soybean meal in the global picture here today. Most of this is stemmed due to tighter soybean supply coming out of South America as we round out their old crop season, and also seeing some additional growth in China on the hog production side as they're digging out from ASF here in the last year and a half. So seeing these incremental increases in demand is what's able to push the U.S. crush capacity to these record levels that we've seen so far this marketing year. U.S. demand continues to be very strong, but it's really the incremental demand points from around the globe that are pushing this crush capacity to the highest levels that we've seen recently.
So how does record crush capacity affect U.S. farmers?
Well, and with the record capacity, you know, U.S. crushers are crushing as hard as we've seen, and so that's creating additional demand points for those producers' grain. It's also resulting in lowering our ending stocks out of the U.S., causing prices, you know, future market has really rallied here in the last few months, so that producer is able to sell his grain for, you know, higher value than what we've seen here previously in the previous marketing year.
Alex, do you expect the current conditions to continue much longer?
Sure. You know, right now we got both corns and soybeans rallying, and beans are really going to be fighting for acres to be planted this spring. And typically when we look at these short supplied marketplaces, we have a longer tail than you do when we have larger carryouts. So I'd expect to see this carry into the 21-22 marketing year and see what kind of crop the U.S. produces along with the South American crop next year.
How would you say COVID-19 has affected soybean crush?
Biggest impact on soybean crush from COVID-19 has really been in our refined oils business, directly a food service industry. So we had many restaurants, sporting venues have been closed for months, which typically fry a lot of food. In conjunction, a lot of schools have been distance learning. And so we've really seen the demand for refined soybean oil decrease here in the last few months. Catch 22 there, though, is we're seeing a little bit of renewable diesel enter into the refined soybean oil segment as that is beginning to gain traction and their market share is starting to grow. So we're starting to see a little bit offset demand going into renewable diesel.
That's Alex Bush, who manages Oilseeds Crush for CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.